Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and our Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, we're going to start the sermon by drawing a simple image on your bulletin. Yes, even you can draw a simple image, an image to illustrate God's good news for you, everyone, every you, in Christ Jesus. So take out your bulletin and your pen or that pencil from the pew rack and draw a capital X somewhere on your bulletin. Like we mentioned, that nice empty spot right there below the anniversaries is a great place to draw that capital X. Now leave a little room around that X because we're going to put in some additional details in a little bit. So draw that capital X on your paper. You might want to think about it as X marks the spot. X marks the spot on the map to show you where your treasure is. X marks the spot to show you where your goods are. Go ahead and draw that capital X. Now we're going to develop this simple image to illustrate that God's good news is for you, through you, and for every you in Christ Jesus. This past week, thousands of Lutheran youth and young adults and pastors and parents and volunteers filled the city of Houston, Texas for our 2022 LCMS National Youth Gathering. It's not only the largest youth gathering of the youth in our church, it's also the largest single gathering of adults in our church. The theme of last week was in all things. In all things. All week long, all those adults and the kids were digging into Paul's letter to the Colossians. The theme verses for In All Things was Colossians 1, 15 through 20, from the paragraph just before our epistle reading from the Colossians for today. There in Colossians 1, Paul describes all things. Now, what does all things include? For by him, that is Jesus, all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. From verse 16. Well, all things includes all things. Everything. All things include bugs that live underground. All things include your pets. All things include your home. Trees, streams, rivers. All things include oceans and continents. All things include planets and moons, the sun, the stars and heavens. All things include galaxies and every visible and invisible spiritual force or power or heavenly being. All things include all things. So what about all things? Paul goes on in verses 17 through 20. Jesus is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. St. John says it like this: God so loved the world, the cosmos, the absolute fullness of God's creation. You might remember we talked about this last week. God so loved the world. Now look at the X that you drew on your bulletin. The top half of the X shows the extent. Think about the top half of the X as God's arms and hands holding the world, like in the children's sermon. You might even draw the world in the top half of the X. The top half of the X shows the extent. The extent. The boundless, limited extent of God's reconciling work in Jesus Christ. Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. Jesus creates, sustains, reconciles all things. The top half of our X shows us the extent of God's love. And now we move to the middle of the X, the intersection of the X. It comes to a point where all things come together. We come to you. In verse 21, Paul points to you. And you, he says at the beginning of the verse 21, and to you. We move from God reconciling the world to you. From all things to you. Write capital Y-O-U at the intersection of your X. Here in the middle of our X, having seen and heard how Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things, Paul speaks to you and says, what Jesus did for all of creation, he did for you. God just doesn't love the world. He loves you. God just doesn't love everybody. He loves you. You, personally. Of all people, God loves you. And you know what else? He knows you. He knows how far away from him you've wandered. He knows that your thoughts don't line up with his thoughts. He knows that it's actually a lot worse than just being a little out of sync. Your thoughts have been opposed to his thoughts. Your ways have been opposed to his ways. Your actions and words have spit in the face of what he values most. He knows that. He knows you, the real you, the you that you try so hard to hide from others that sometimes you even hide it from yourself. He knows you. And still, nevertheless, against all odds, he still loves you. And his love for you just isn't a feeling. He moves on it. He acts on it. You, who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. From verses 21 and 22. We can't miss the obvious, can we? An X is one of the shapes crosses could take in the ancient world. It's called a crux de crossada. And according to tradition, St. Andrew, the brother of Peter, was crucified on such a cross. But every cross is a reminder of the love that Jesus has for you. As he hung in agony on his cross, the sins of the whole world on his shoulders, his heart was longing for you personally and individually. God's good news in the cross of Jesus Christ is for you. The top of the X shows the extent. God's hands holding up the world. Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. The middle of the X shows us the intersection. God's good news of the cross of Jesus Christ is for you. And now we come to the bottom of the X. Jesus creates, sustains, reconciles all things. God's good news of the cross of Christ is for you. And it's through you that God's good news goes to everyone, every you in Christ Jesus. So now I want you to draw two little feet on the legs of the X. Through you, God's good news is for everyone. Every you in Christ Jesus. Notice Paul's progression. In verses 15 through 20, he describes the cosmic extent of God's reconciling work through Christ Jesus. Then in 21 through 24, he zooms in to show you that God doesn't just love the world generally, he loves you personally, individually. And then in 24 through 29, we see that God's good news is not only for you, but it is in every you in Christ Jesus. But how does God go about that? He does it through you. We are God's feet. Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. God's good news in the cross of Jesus is for you and through you. God's good news goes to everyone, every you in Christ Jesus. God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Verses 27 and 28. Paul says to each of you, now this is a mystery, a glorious mystery. Christ, the one who created all things. Christ, the one who is before and in and beyond all things. Christ, the one who has reconciled all things by the blood of his cross. Christ, the one who now lives eternally as King over all things. This very Christ is in you. And this Christ in you, this very Christ is at work through you. As we talk about his work, as we use our words to describe his work and tell anyone and everyone about his work, in those words, Jesus is doing his work. We are his mouth and his feet. Now I know what you're thinking. Not me. Not me. Obviously, you're not talking about me. Paul, I don't know as much as you. I'm not as articulate as you are. I'm not as eloquent as you are. I can't quote the Bible like you do. And you know what? You might be right. But guess what? It's not about you. It's Christ in you. Christ through you. Christ not only for you, but also for everyone, every you, through you. Through you, God's good news of the cross is for everyone. Every you in Christ Jesus. People loved by God, Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. The arms of the X holding up the world. God's good news in the cross of Jesus Christ is for you. The capital U in the center of the X. And through you, God's good news is for everyone. Every you in Christ Jesus. The feet on the legs of the X. Every you, every person that you meet, every person that you see, every person that you bump into, every person that you're stuck in line behind of, every person that frustrates you, every person having a great day, every person having a miserable day, every single you that you encounter is a person for whom Christ died. Every single person out there is one for whom Christ rose. Every person you see this week is one for whom Christ lives. And every single one of you in this room right now, the Christ in you is in you according to his promise. This is a moment of intersection. X marks the spot. X shows us where the treasure is. X marks where the goods are. This is the moment of intersection. A broken person like me speaks to a broken person like you. The cosmic work of Christ comes through a forgiven child of God so that one more person, one more you, would hear and believe. So that one more person, one more you, would know and receive life, peace, purpose, and hope. This is a moment of intersection. X marks the spot. This is a moment of intersection, not just this building, not just me as pastor, but Christ. Christ from eternity. Christ for eternity. Christ in you. Christ through you. This moment of intersection, this simple X, it goes with you because Christ goes with you. Jesus creates, sustains, reconciles all things. God's good news of the cross of Jesus Christ is for you, personally, individually. And through you, God's good news of the cross is for everyone, every you in Jesus Christ. Now may God, who begun this good work in you, bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.